Foley. It's still cold. I stuck my head out the window and I checked. Notes today FM, Pamarash, egg a tree.
Toshé, cold. No, that's what it is. That's not a forecast, Tom. That's a what. What it is,
Tom,
is not a is not what it's going to be.
True,
what,
yeah.
What else do you need? It's going to be cold for the rest of the day.
I need a forecast.
Tom, I take issue with your assertion that you stuck your head out the window. Because we don't, in this building, we have no windows that open out. So
you
headbutted the window and put it through the window, and that's going the extra mile.
Did you go stand on the balcony, Thomas? Was that what it was?
You stood in the balcony.
Look, the hole in that window on the fourth floor wasn't me. I didn't do it.
Did you lick your finger and hold it to the wind?
No, because I'm not playing golf.
That's fair enough. Or is it golf for you to get the little bits of grass and you throw it up?
You throw them in the air.
You're a golf player. Do you
actually have grass anywhere near here?
Yeah. Do you actually do that, JP?
You do, yeah.
Do you actually do it?
You have to gauge the wind, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That wouldn't be considered notions. That's just playing golf.
It's a thing that people do.
Yeah.
Another thing in golf, as a golf player, now, Tom, we're getting all the golf facts now.
Yeah. Will I bring Philip Egan in?
Does Phil do
well? Phil's not much of a golf player now. I've played golf with Phil, and he would never claim to be a golf player. Phil, would you claim to be a golf player?
I was a lot better back in the day, but JP is different level. He has everything. He can actually tell you how far it is to the hole. He has a little gadget that does it for you.
That's amazing.
I got me lasers.
Like a measuring tape. Yeah. Every builder in the country has one of them. So here's another thing then with golf. Do you say four?
But
have you ever said it? Like,
absolutely. At least two or three times around, I've heard four being shouted, and I've also been hit by golf balls two or three times.
Wow, that's incredible.
Isn't it incredible?
That is unbelievable. And tell us, what's your handicap?
My short game.
Without naming names. Go ahead.
You.
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
That's just unnecessary, isn't it? All right, JP's back, by the way.
Thanks. Yes. I heard Orla was a breath of fresh air. That's what I was hearing anyway.
It was lovely. It was certainly a more fragrant studio.
Yeah.
That ad. It was much more feminine.
Less moldy.
Someone actually texted yesterday saying, I'm loving this much more feminine Ray Foley show. Now that the JP's off and Orla's on, this is a much more feminine show. And I thought, why? Are we blokes?
I didn't realise I was that masculine.
We're not really lads. Dermot and Dave are lads. I mean, when Dermot and Dave and Sean and Cahill are on, it's lads. Well, and then they talk about football and goals and stuff. We haven't a clue about it. I mean, honestly?
I was very uncomfortable during that golf chat. That was as far as we'll go.
It's been very well established that I am the most feminine broadcaster on Today FM. Mm. Although that wouldn't be hard, in fairness. Come on. Let's have a look at this. This is Craig Ferguson. Craig Ferguson?
The late night talk show host from the US. He's Scottish, though.
I love this guy. I never liked him when he was actually on. This is the guy who used to be on doing the Late Late Show. It was originally after David Letterman. Then when David Letterman left, your man Colbert took over. And the Late Late Show was presented by this guy, Craig Ferguson, who was then replaced by Corden. This is James Corden's gig. Craig Ferguson, the Scottish fellow, was on. When he was on, like I say, I never got it. I'd see clips, I'd see bits, and be like, I don't get it. And then one night, I don't know, I went down the YouTube rabbit hole, I started watching loads of videos of him, and I absolutely love this guy now. He asks every guest all the same questions. He always says, have you ever been to therapy? And if they say yes, he says, what did you talk about? If they say no, he says, would you like some? And then they just do therapy.
Okay.
It's just all mess and all fun. Here he is for International Women's Day today. Here he is telling a story about Margaret Thatcher and the saying, if you want anything said, ask a man, but if you want anything done, ask a woman. Here he is, a very funny guy. Have a listen.
Thatcher was famous for saying, if you want anything said, ask a man. If you want anything done, ask a woman. Now, that's true, but I would like to add, if you want absolutely nothing said or done...
Well, he's just thinking of the punchline there.
If you want nothing said... Yeah, it'll be worth it. No, this would be great. This would be great. It'll be fine.
just joke.
A great joke, man.
All right.
He's actually crying laughing. Yeah.
If you want. God's sake, man, be a professional. If you want something, what is it? If you want something said, ask a man. If you want something done, ask a woman. If you want absolutely nothing said or done, ask a cat.
He's so good. Come
on. No way.
I believe there's a campaign. Now that James Corden is gone, there's a campaign to bring him back. Cash machine. He is so good. Go and watch his interviews on YouTube. He's so good. Hey guys, another rollover yesterday, which means that room bulletproof. We're playing ladies all day for International Women's Day. This is Today FM, where we play the music you love. Alan.
Good afternoon.
How you doing? Still playing all good songs, though. I mean, there's no point beating around the bush. It's all International Women's. Still good song. In fairness, I think most of the artists we play will be international women. You got your Lady Gaga's and your Rihanna's. Bruno Mars, he's an international woman, isn't he?
Yeah.
So we're covering all the bases. The gang's all here. She says she's got a meeting at 2 o'clock, so she's still in her meeting 18 minutes later. I'm on show, right? This is Mike. On show, Ray, a bit insulting that Orla's been bumped on International Women's Day. It is a sad state of affairs, actually, when the only woman on the show steps aside on her big day. I mean, this is her one day out of all the other days of the year. We're like, Orla, could you listen, JP's back, so if you wouldn't mind getting the dinner on. I'm joking. The only thing I've got to say, right? Anyone want to send a voice note into this effect? 0874-100-102.
Ray, when's International Men's Day?
Brilliant. And every year.
I need you to say it in that voice, okay?
I suppose on International Men's Day it's going to be all men, is it, Ray? Because this is a disgrace.
Come here, Ray. All I'm hearing is equality, yeah? And then they go and have their own day. What's that about? Well, That's not very equal, is it? Come here, Ray. What's that about, Ray?
What's next? Huh? World Kangaroo Day.
Hang on. I need you.
There's almost certainly a World Kangaroo Day.
If you Google it, there's a day for everything.
There sure is.
But if you're going to send any voice notes of that ilk, like nonsense, stupid voice notes, you need to put on the voice. Actually, do you know what would be hilarious? If a woman would do that, do a man's voice doing stupid observations about International Women's Day as a stupid man.
How come we don't get a day?
Ray, I've just been on Google there. October 24th is International Kangaroo Day. And how come I can't get me own day as a man?
Do you know what? I can't wait for October 24th. Me and Skippy are going to be delighted.
Of course it's International Women's Day. Celebrating women. And Jesus, do you know what? For just the one day, a little bit of celebration. It's not too much to ask for. Voice notes on 0874-100-102. You can send them. What else we got? Oh, yeah, I was... Did you ever go to the cinema on your own? Would you ever go to the cinema on your own? Like, and I don't mean like a last-minute cancellation. You're going with somebody, they cancel. Would you make plans? Like, book the ticket. I was going to say tickets. Would you book the one ticket, the single ticket for yourself? Buy the ticket and go to the cinema on your own with nobody else and watch the film solo.
It's lovely, Ray.
I couldn't do it.
Oh, it's a great experience. I only really started in the last 3 or 4 years doing that. And the first time I did feel like a bit of a weirdo.
Yeah.
And you're self-conscious. And then you're like, no, this is fabulous.
I can see it in you because you get cheesed off with me every time I'm passing comment during the film.
Well, you're a very loud laugher.
I'm a loud laugher and I like to say what I think is going to happen.
Yeah.
So I go, he's going to die now. She's going to kill him and he's going to die. But that's not going to happen, Celine. Shut up, will you? Shut up. Or something happens and I go, they'll refer back to this later.
Yeah.
This is.
Will you remember that?
They're mentioning this now because they're going to come back to this again. I mean, this only seems like a small thing now. Mm. but it's going to be a big thing later.
That actor who was playing that cameo role at the start, now he's very well known.
Yeah, I've seen
him.
There's
no way he's not going to come back later.
He was in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Will you shut up? I'm eating me maxi twist. Now, it's one thing about going to a movie on your own. Would you go to a live gig or a live performance on your own?
No.
That's a different thing,
that's
is different. It?
That's to be enjoyed with somebody else.
You wouldn't have the confidence to go on your own?
Definitely not.
I wouldn't have the... I'd be wobbly now. I'd be wobbly about going to the cinema on my own. Or even go to a pub or a restaurant on my own. Sitting on your own, it's like, oh, I couldn't be... No, I won't. I'll order in. I'm not going on my own. No.
Well, have you ever been in a restaurant and you've seen somebody sitting on their own? Immediately, you're talking to whoever you're with saying, why are they on their own?
A couple of months ago, I was listening to a podcast and it was promoting a gig near my house in Dunleary in Dublin. A gig in the Pavilion Theatre in Dunleary. It was going to be the hypnotist Paul McKenna, right? And look into the eyes, not around the eyes. Look, I want you to look into my eyes. When I wake you up, you will be attractive to members of the opposite sex. And I listened to the podcast. I was listening to him talking about sort of changing your thinking and improving your lifestyle, focusing on what you want to do, achieving your goals, all this, right? And at the end of it, they said, Paul McKenna, he's going to be performing on the 7th of March in Dunleary. And I thought, Jesus, that's near me. That's near my house. Mm. I can go to that. So I went on the internet straight away. This is months ago. This is like 2 months ago. Bought two tickets for a hypnotist, hypnotologist, Paul McKenna. And forgot about it. And then over the weekend, they emailed me and they said, your tickets, you don't forget, you've got your gig on Tuesday night. And I was like, then I rang around and I spoke to Liam, our mutual friend, and Liam couldn't go because he was going to go where you were off, you couldn't go. And everyone said, well, just go on your own. Like, just, and I'm like, no, I can't. I don't have the confidence. I can't go on my own. I'm just too shy. I have no confidence. I can't go. Like, I couldn't possibly do it. I couldn't go. So I didn't go in the end.
Okay.
I lost two tickets for Paul McKenna.
Hey.
Down the toilet. I bought them, lost the money on, because I was just too shy. I just felt too insecure. And I just felt, no, I can't go. Do you want to know what the title of Paul McKenna's show is?
Oh, here we go.
Paul McKenna, Instant Confidence.
You need to be at that show, Ray.
Do you know what I should have done?
Yeah, you should have gone.
I should have gone. And almost right away, I would have been fine. Next time Paul's in town, I'll give it a go. All right, Bananarama, Venus at 10 a.m.
This is the remix.
DJ Callum's got himself a new watch, huh? It's waterproof to a depth of 3.5 metres.
DJ Khaled doing very well to be on that song on International Women's Day, though, isn't he?
Well, technically, yeah, I suppose. It's a Latto song and he features on it, so he managed to muscle his way in there. Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Ray Foley's here, JP. Well, that roll call, actually. Ray here, JP.
On
Sean. On Sean Deed. And voice notes. Well, we've got loads of voice notes and I'm thoroughly enjoying them. 0874 100 102 for International Women's Day.
Oh, when's International Men's Day?
Loads. If you fancy being a stupid man, even if you're a woman and you want to be a stupid man making stupid observations about International Women's Day.
Where's it all going to end, Ray? It's ridiculous. Oh, this is an absolute joke. They belong in the kitchen, not in their own day.
0874. And by the way, if you are going to be a stupid man making that observation, you need to put on the voice.
We need that voice put on, Joe.
Andrew's over there. Hey, Andrew. Oh, sorry, dude. Andrew?
Ray, when is International Men's Day?
When is International Men's...
Well, actually, yeah, Andrew, International Men's Day is the 19th of November.
Okay.
There is an International Men's Day, 19th of November, and you can expect us to be playing back-to-back men's tunes.
Men's tunes.
Anto's over there. Anto?
Hey, Ray. Wasn't yesterday supposed to be International Women's Day? That's how I heard.
Yesterday was supposed to be International Women's Day.
Wasn't yesterday supposed to be International Women's Day?
Right.
That's how I heard. But they had to move to today because they couldn't get ready in time. What? Ray Foley, God bless you.
God bless you, sir. And tired.
No, Joe, when you do.
Michael is right. Michael?
Hey, Ray.
Michael.
When's International Men's Day?
19th of November. We've clarified that. End of November, keep an eye out for mark your calendar, November 19th.
It's Mother's Day on Sunday as well.
Is it?
Like, what's the story?
Is it Mother's Day?
Like, we're not even getting Father's Day till June. And sure then, nobody will even remember.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's a joke.
It's discrimination is what it is.
Discrimination against no one. Sexist against men is what it is.
Is it Mother's Day? Could you Google that? Is it actually Mother's Day in Ireland on Sunday?
I believe it is. Yeah, right.
Put it in your calendar.
No, Jesus.
And Alan is there. Hey, Alan.
Oh, sure. It's not good enough now that they have to vote and they can work after they're married and everything. They want their own day as well, do they?
Alan, it's ridiculous. I swear to God, I wouldn't get it anywhere else.
And next they'll be wanting their own week and then a month.
Yeah.
And then sure, before you know it, it's International Women's Year.
I know, Alan. Give them an inch and they take a mile.
And sure, we've nothing to ourselves anymore.
Nothing.
You can say nothing in this country anymore.
How are you, Joe?
Joe, I just want to make one point because
you turned into Joe. Nicola's there.
So International Men's Day.
Oh, this is Nicola being an international man.
Nicola.
So International Men's Day is Sunday, the 19th of November this year.
It absolutely is, you're right.
It's not good enough. Every day should be a men's day.
Nicola's sounding like Ray Darcy today. It's not good enough. I don't know.
I'm joking.
It's not good enough. Every day should be a men's day.
Cheers, Ray. Or rather, Nicola. And there's no name on this. Just the initials RF, not Ray Foley, but the initials RF on that one. Hello.
Hi, you Ray. Mm. Well, of course, I go to the cinema by myself, but only on International Women's Day, so I wouldn't have to sit at home and listen to your one.
Listen to herself, the old ball and chain in the kitchen giving out.
Sorry, RF, I digress.
For the one day in the year, tell us all how great she is. And she should be making the dinner or getting on with everything else.
Ray Foley.
Cheers, Anonymous. Any more of them, I love them. 0874-100-102.
We'll put on the stupid voice as well.
Right, more lady tunes. We've got Florence and the Machine on the way. And Becky Hill next. The Ian Dempsey Breakfast. Lord, I just don't care. You got the love. Florence the Machine, you got the love. You're on Today FM, where we play the music you love. And for International Women's Day, it's all female artists on the radio station all day today. I was going to say this afternoon, but it was this morning as well. Hello, I'm Ray. There's JP.
Hi.
And someone, who was it? I sent a voice note in saying,
International Women's Day today and Mother's Day then on Sunday. It's gone ridiculous.
I was like, what? It couldn't be Mother's Day on Sunday. The hard crossways in me, inciting panic across the nation today as thousands, hundreds of thousands of men and children rushed to the nearest newsagent and card shop to my Mother's Day cards. Irene's over there. Hi, Irene.
What is it with you men? First you get Pancake Tuesday wrong.
Jesus, let's not get into a... Irene, just clarify the position for us. I don't want to get into a war of words with you. I don't need attitude. We're all friends here. I want to be an ally, Irene. I want to be an ally.
What is it with you men? First you get Pancake Tuesday wrong. Dermot and Dave, hello.
Did Dermot and Dave get Pancake Tuesday wrong?
They must have done. They must
those
have
dopes,
done.
I tell you. Those dopes probably thought it was
go
on a Saturday.
On them, Ray.
They probably thought it was on a Saturday. Those two beautiful idiots. Sorry, Irene.
I know, Mother's Day. Mother's Day's the 19th.
The 19th. So, Sunday week.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for the clarification. I did look it up then. Mother's Day is different in Ireland. It falls in March, unlike the American Mother's Day, which is held in May. The Irish Mother's Day stems from the mid-Lent Sunday, when the church gave the faithful a break from the strict adherence to Lent. Though in Ireland, this has been transferred to St. Patrick's Day. So it's on the same weekend as St. Patrick's Day. Well, in this case, isn't it? This next Friday is Paddy's Day, yeah?
Yeah.
And then Mother's Day is 2 days later.
Correct.
So it's on the Sunday.
Weekend of celebration.
So everybody relax, okay? I'll give you plenty of reminders. Cool the jets. It's not this Sunday. And with regard to going to the cinema on my own, or rather not going to the cinema on my own because I'm too shy and I feel like a bit of a weirdo, Brendan's there. Hey, Brendan.
Hey, Ray. Hello. One time I went to the cinema on my own and walked in and it was pitch black. So I couldn't see a thing, so I thought, right, I'll sit in the back corner seat in case I sat on top of someone. Eventually the film started and the lights went up and I looked around and I was the only one in the whole cinema sitting by myself. The film was Waking Ned.
It was Waking Ned?
Waking Ned.
I can't imagine there'd be a huge demand for that. When was this? This must have been years ago, Waking Ned. That was highly regarded, Irish production. No more than Banshees of Inisherin and whatnot. Waking Ned. Yeah, I suppose it'd be even more embarrassing going to a completely empty cinema screen and walking to finding a seat or finding a seat in the middle, but saying sorry to people the whole way in, and it turns out no one's there.
Sorry, excuse me.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. And Kate is there as well. Kate, hello.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, Kate.
This is Kate here, and I would just like to say I have taken myself out for dinner many, many times. I will do the same thing again tonight, International Women's Day.
Of course, spoil yourself, babes.
And I have been to concerts by myself. I've been to festivals by myself. And I've been to the cinema many, many times by myself.
See, that's the thing. You're confident. You're well-grounded. You're emotionally stable. Whereas I'm clearly just I'm a wet rag of a man. I don't have the emotional, I suppose, this sturdiness that you need, the confidence in myself.
You're very brittle.
I'm very incredibly emotionally brittle.
It's all very exhilarating. I don't believe in sitting around waiting for other people to be there to do things with. If you want to do something and you're on your own, go for it. Absolutely go for it. Ray, love the show.
Hello. Ray Foley.
Kate, I should take more of a leaf out of your book. Sitting on the couch on my own. Starting Monday, though, yeah. We'll leave it till then. Cool the jest. All right, more International Women's Day ladies. Sinead O'Connor, yes.
The last word with
Katy Perry, Koch, Perry and Roar. This is Today FM playing the music you love. A very good afternoon to you. I'm Ray, there's JP.
Hi.
And Annette Freeman joins us in the studio. She's a woman.
Thanks,
she's a woman.
Yes,
she's the obligatory woman bit.
When I got dressed this morning, I was.
You checked? Do you check every morning?
Annette, do you enjoy being a token?
Tokenism woman here on air.
No, we're going to do now the woman bit. Woman's hour. Womany stuff.
Oh, God,
so,
lads.
Nessie, what's it like? What are women like?
Yeah. We're great.
Women? It's like long hair. And tell us about women, right? But women, I have to ask, right? But women. Only women will know this, right? Yeah. What's hair conditioner for?
It's
how does that work?
Women.
Women blow my mind.
Daddy, why is there a bin in a toilet?
Do you want headphones? Do you want
I don't. You asked me this last time I was here.
You're all good with headphones.
Because
I was coming up with, I was getting some, you might need it for this bit, because I was going to get you walking on woman's song, because you're a woman.
If this is Shania Twain, I'm walking out of this.
Oh my God, that'd be a great shout.
I cannot abide her.
I was thinking, you're a woman, White Town. It's a bit down though. It's a bit down.
No, I don't feel that. And
we're also playing women on Women's Day, and White Town is out. Not great. No, fair enough. I can see it in your face. I've got Roy Orbison. It's been a great walking on song for you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Yeah, I'm getting that vibe more. Yeah, I can relate to that more than the last one.
More ladies and ladies and ladies and ladies. Here comes the, look out. Here comes the woman of the hour for International Women's Day. Annette Freeman. Yeah, I've got another one for you. Let me see. This could be the winner, actually.
Definitely, if it has to be any of them, it's Roy Orbison.
No! When God created a woman for me. Skim on there, Joe, sorry.
Come on, chorus.
Sorry, go.
You make me me, oh my, you make me sigh. You're such a good-looking woman.
Annette, my only question for this Women's Day bit, right? My only one question I have for you with regard to International Women's Day is,
when is International Men's Day?
What's for you?
When's International Men's Day?
Where's it all going to end, huh?
19th of November is the answer on that.
Yes, right.
So you've got some of our top Irish women for International Women's Day that we might not have heard of, and to celebrate them.
Yes.
And highlight them. Who have you got for us?
I have got Dorothy Price. So she was somebody who spearheaded and forged her entire professional career to the well-being of the poorest children in Dublin and in Ireland. She studied medicine in Trinity, which probably would have been quite unusual at the time, given the amount of women that weren't in third level.
Yeah.
And she held posts in various different hospitals. But what she's probably best known for is helping to eradicate diseases like TB.
So, she was behind the BCG, apparently.
Yes, she
all
was.
Of us getting the BCG.
Yeah.
The irony being about Dorothy Price that she wanted to help children in Ireland, but all of us children in Ireland ended up going, "Oh, me BCG! Oh, you punched me in the mam! You punched me on the BCG!" But that was one of the huge developments in health in this country.
Yes, it certainly was. And she was recognised for her work by Dr. Noel Brown, who was Minister for Health at the time. And she actually first-handedly, had a pivotal voice in how medicine for children went in Ireland. And the vaccine scheme that we have today in Ireland is probably thanks to her.
Built around her. Dorothy Price. She died in 1954 and she was hugely influential. Dorothy, tip of the hat to Dorothy on this International Women's Day. Yeah. Who else have you got for us?
Carmel Snow. So, little known fact, guys. The most influential person in the world of high fashion was once a Irish woman from Dublin. She's from Dalkey. I did have no idea about this. She was editor-in-chief of Harper's Bazaar from 1930 to the 1950s. She came from Dalkey, but she immigrated to America with her mother after her father died. Her mother was involved in the fashion world, so she, had first-hand experience of that. And then she got a job in...
It was Condé Nast. When she was over
with
there,
Vogue.
Her first job was in Condé Nast, who, of course, is Vogue and all of those publications. Condé Nast was a person, apparently.
Yeah, he was a person.
And he loved her.
And he was training her up.
Yeah.
But he took an exception when she decided to leave and go and join Harper's Bazaar, which was a rival.
Her stoned Harper's Bazaar was the big competition, yeah.
Yes. And he didn't like it very much. And
apparently he hated her for the rest of his life.
Typical man, isn't it?
Bore a grudge.
But he probably couldn't accept the fact that she decided to go to a rival magazine and put herself first in her career.
And she was hugely successful. For the 20 years she was...
Tick that.
Yeah.
I'll put down my pipe and smoke it.
For the 20 years she was in Harper's Bazaar, apparently, she was like the Anna Wintour of her day.
Yeah, she was. It's an amazing story.
Yeah, incredible.
And so she had three kids, and it's said that after each child she went back to work like 1 week after having her children back into the office.
Do you know more of that side of things?
Where's my maternity leave?
Do you know what, Nettie? You're absolutely right. You should go straight back to work after having the baby. You should go straight back. None of this. Yeah, some of them are taking a year off. It's ridiculous. It's a joke, Joe.
More power to her.
Stop. Many women wouldn't have been allowed to go back to work. So that was
That's absolutely true as well. Particularly when we were talking about Dorothy Stopford Price a couple of minutes ago. So that's Carmel Snow and her success in America. And give us one more.
Yeah, so Hannah Sheehy Skeffington. So she was one of the people who promoted and was most passionate about women's rights in Ireland. I think that maybe our listeners probably recognise her name more so than any of the others. She tirelessly campaigned for the equal status of men and women. She was surrounded by political thinkers all her life, and actually her father was involved in the Irish Republican Brotherhood, and he consistently voted against women's rights in Ireland, which obviously gave her an insight into the extent in which women were really on the margins. And she was imprisoned twice for her campaigns. She lost her teaching job. She married a man called Francis Skeffington, and they both together took each other's names. And he seems like quite a feminist too, because they were founding members of the Irish Women's Franchise League.
A minute, they let a man into the women's
That's
absolutely disgraceful.
Basically, all of your contributions are just a bunch of basic stupid objections from the men's side of it. But an incredible, and it seems that they had an incredible relationship, the two of them.
They really did. And she was involved in so much, and she was widowed at a young age. No. So she was a widow for 30 years of her life, and she never gave up. Right at the end of her death, she was campaigning for women's rights. So,
yeah, and an entirely different world at that time. Like, it's not that everything's perfect now.
And it's not.
But it's not, and everything's not perfect now. But when you consider what kind of a world it was then, that you needed to take to the streets, you needed to be violent. In some cases, she'd been locked up and lost her job. Hannah Sheehy Skeffington, Carmel Snow and Dorothy Stopford Price all being celebrated today. And of course, Annette Freeman. Oh, yeah.
Actually, wait a minute.
How come Annette Freeman? Should she not be Annette Free Woman? Annette Free Woman. Yeah, how come it's not all women today, not Annette Freeman?
Hey, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Ray.
Did you like that now?
I liked that. I'm leaving this now. I'm going to say Annette Free Woman.
She's a free woman now. We're releasing her into the wild. Right, the Spice Girls at Today FM. Marshmallow and Anne-Marie and friends, this is the Today FM where we play the music. Hang on a minute. Is Marshmallow a man?
Yes.
You wouldn't know that under the marshmallow head, though, would you?
No.
Anne-Marie, though, I think is the main artist on that in terms of International Women's Day today. Good day. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
How are you?
International Women's Day.
When's that International Kangaroo Day again? What did we say that was?
October 24th.
24th of October. Kevin's over there. Kevin?
Here it is.
Kevin.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, Kevin.
Will you only play songs by kangaroos on World Kangaroo Day? Huh?
That's a good point, actually.
It's gone ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Liam's over there.
Hello, Ray. Liam here in Cork. Seen as International Women's Day. Could you play Requestment, please? And Team Boy, Iron Maiden. Yeah.
Well, I suppose we are playing all women. Iron Maiden. Maiden is a woman.
Get in here!
Oh, sorry, Ray. I have to go.
All right. Damien's over there. Damien?
International Women's Day. Mm. I suppose they think they're smart, do they? Well, I tell you what, you can't spell woman without one. I mean, man.
Demi, you showed us. Brendan.
Ray.
Brendan.
Ray. Yeah. International Women's Day. She'll want a day off for that now as well. Jesus, another day off. Oh, you haven't had a clean plate in the house since the dog died.
Peter, yeah?
Women's Day. Yeah. What? Wow. Sure isn't every day around here Women's Day.
I would love to hear some more women doing the stupid man voice as well.
Doing the voice like that. This is ridiculous. I don't know.
Sorry, Peter.
Sure isn't every day around here Women's Day. Am I right? No, I actually... I respect women.
Yeah, you need to be an ally.
That was
work harder, man.
That was satire.
Yeah, okay. Ray Foley. All right, make the cash machine call in a few minutes. Is it nearly €41,000 on the line? And we're playing the chorus next.
Dermot and Dave, AFM's Big Busk for Focus Ireland.
We'll sing your song together.
The Big Busk is happening on Friday. We've over 100 busking events taking place all around the country in schools and pubs and GAA clubs and shopping centres and train stations and this here radio station studio. We'll be getting updates from our Today FM reporters and keeping you up to speed on the running total through the day. That's this Friday. The Big Busk is happening on Today FM. Online, todayfm.com/busk. There's a donate button right there. Click on it. A big yellow button. You can't miss it. The Big Busk. todayfm.com/busk or thebigbusk.focusireland.ie. You can call the phone number if you want to donate. I'm thinking a tenner or two. In terms of my tuba tootin' prowess.
Right.
I think a tenner or two.
Okay. How many toots are you going to give?
Well, if I only give one toot, if everyone listening gives a tenner, that's going to be big money.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah. I think the tenners, and it's not crazy money. But if everyone does it, it's loads.
I sort of have to donate, don't I?
I have to do the same. I was thinking the same thing. And you can do it on Revolut as well. I was doing this on the app yesterday. They've got that up and running. Do you have the Revolut?
I do, yeah.
Go on into Revelo, talk us through
it. You know I'm not very IT savvy.
I know, this is why I'm going to make it...
You're going to help me.
I'm going to make it easy for you.
Okay, hang on. What's me logging again to?
Okay. Sir, what? 2345. Anyone wants to get JP's phone?
I've got 20... I don't want to tell you how much I have in my account.
20,000 euro.
Yeah, me Revolut. Yeah. That's how much I have, Ray. Do I have to give all of that now?
No, not now. No, sure. Do it on Friday for the big bus. Okay, I just want everyone to be ready.
Okay.
So down in the... You're on the Revolut on the main page.
Yeah.
Down in the bottom, there's home, there's transfer, and there's hub.
Hub.
Go to hub. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And then go to the yellow section. Scroll down to the yellow section.
Yellow. There,
the
yeah.
Lifestyle. And the love heart is donations.
Oh, there it is, yeah.
Click on that. And then the main one there is Ukraine appeal, the main photograph. See that? Do you see that? What's your main photo?
Oh, mine takes me straight to Big Busk.
I don't have Big Busk open on mine. Ukraine is the first one. And then the second one, as you swipe the images, is Big Busk. I imagine on Friday would be first. Of course, Ukraine's an amazing appeal as well. And they're running an earthquake survivors one as well. So the yellow one is Big Busk. The Big Busk for Focus Ireland. That's the one to click on. Smash that button. Give what you can. And I'm thinking, like I say, a tenner or two. I've got the tuba out. This was a daft idea. Who gave us the tuba? Do we need to give a shout out to the tuba, our tuba friends?
Oh, we didn't eat yet. Hang on. Give me a second, Ray. You limber up there, Ray, yeah?
I'll moisten my embouchure.
Whoa, hello.
Do you know what? And you better break out some chapstick as well while I'm at it. Because I want to be well lubed up before I...
Well, you do.
You got to lube before
you... You don't want to do it dry.
Guys, you got to lube before you toot. Who gave us the tuba?
Can I say a big shout out to the Crumlin Community Youth Band. They're travelling raid to West Virginia in the US of A. You might have heard of it.
Wow.
In July of this year to represent Crumlin and Ireland in the World Marching Band Competition. And they know how to use a tuba, right?
It must be horrifically disappointing for them to tune into this every day in the run-up to the Big Bus.
This is like lending a monkey your prized possession, your car or something.
Perfect.
Perfect segue.
A tenner a go, please. Get on the Revolut app or todayfm.com/busk. Thanks. Woke up this morning to somebody waiting for the anti-hero. Taylor Swift and anti-hero. This is Today FM. Good afternoon to you. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
How are you?
Courtney Cox.
Yeah.
Oh, I was telling the statistic before that when Courtney Cox, she revealed how much she gets in residuals from Friends, from the repeating of Friends. I think it's in like 14 million. It's either 14 million or $40 million a year just from the repeats. She does nothing. She just messes around on Instagram with Johnny McDade, having a good time, living the time of her life. Of course, she's in Scream 6 now, I think, the new Scream film. Is she in that? I think she must be.
Well, she's going to show on the posters anyway, right?
She's in the boat. Right, okay, fine. Because she was at the premiere. I was kind of like, well, she'd hardly be at the premiere unless she was in it. This is news that Courtney Cox was photographed on the red carpet attending the Scream V1. That's six to you and me. The Scream, the new Scream movie. Do you like scary movies? Hello, Sydney. That's what he says, isn't it? There's no other... like to do a quiz about? No, that's the quiz one is Speed. Pop quiz, hot shot!
I saw Scream 5, I think it was, last year, and they more or less repeat that scene, almost scene by scene, shot by shot.
There's been a very quick turnaround, and it only came out about a year ago, the last one, and Neve Campbell, she's not going to be in this one. She said they weren't going to pay her enough money, so she said, I'm done, I'm out. This is the first one now, 6, is going to be the one that the first one she's not going to be in. Courtney Cox is coming back, though. And the headline is, Courtney Cox steps out with lookalike daughter for Scream 6 premiere.
Right.
This is the photographs on the red carpet of Courtney and her lookalike daughter. And I swear to God, these articles on the internet are like catnip for me. I can't not... When they put the word lookalike in, I'm like, I gotta see. I want to see how much of a lookalike she is.
Right, and then you judge it just to see how close they do look.
This is it. I want to see lookalike. I want to see lookalike. So I click in. There was one recently. Una Healy and her daughter were photographed. And I was like, Una Healy and lookalike daughter. And I clicked in and I was like, oh yeah, she's the spit of her. Her little girl is like, she looks just like her.
So we're okay with that one?
That one's totally fine.
Okay.
I click into Courtney Cox steps out with a lookalike daughter for Scream 6 premiere. She looks nothing like her. It's deeply disheartening. However, she's the image of her father, who I think is David Arquette, also from the Scream films back in the day. Do you want to see a photograph?
Come on then,
There, check her out. She looks nothing like the mother.
No, she doesn't look anything like it.
And
no.
she looks like a female version of David Arquette.
Yeah, or Isla Fisher.
There's a bit of that there as well. It's very disappointing. There is some joy to be had from this story, though, because Courtney Cox's daughter's name, her first name... Now, unfortunately, she's taken the father's name as well, so she's Arquette, right?
You were really hoping for something else.
Courtney Cox's daughter. Do you want to guess her name?
No, I don't actually, because I don't think that would be safe and appropriate, right?
Her name is Coco.
Okay, yeah.
So if she'd taken the mother's name, she'd be Coco Cox. Gotta get the snap, crackle, and pop. They even make the milk chocolatey. So, Amy Winehouse, this is Today FM. Well, Blondie and Heart of Glass on Today FM, playing the music you love on this International Women's Day. And that's our International Women's Day broadcast for today. Just signing off with a reminder, November 17th, International Men's Day. Boys, we'll see you then. But there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today.
Yeah.
We didn't get to do Carly Rae Jepsen. Yeah. Where Canadian pop star Carly Rae Jepsen comes in and gives us a rundown on the many uses of gypsum, commonly found in fertilizer and a wide variety of building products. But we'll leave that to Carly Rae to fill us in on the detail. We didn't get to do Amanda Holden Out for a Hero, where Britain's Got Talent judge Amanda Holden knocks our socks off with a cover of the Bonnie Tyler classic Holding Out for a Hero in Amanda Holden Out for a Hero. And we didn't get to do Colm Meaney's Beanies, where much-loved actor Colm Meaney tells us he's been getting into the hat-making business with his own range of beanies. Maybe we'll get to do that on the show tomorrow. We're back from 2 p.m. Ian Guider's on the way next on The Last Word. Have a lovely evening.
You can rely on a Giga Home.